So the idea that movement can make you feel better and distinguishing, obviously, I also just probably want to clarify or qualify that certain pain, and especially when you're working out, you do have to listen to. So if I'm doing lunges or I'm doing squats with a big heavy weight over my head and my knees are hurting, there's a sharp pain, that is a signal to your body. It's time to stop. And I think that's the thing that that we have to distinguish between what are things that are just, more acute that you're talking about, like, oh, this is not good. I know I've done things at the gym and I go, oh, that's not good for my body. But then there's other things, like I have a neck, my whole Achilles heel is my neck and shoulders. And that's where I kind of hold my pain. And I know when it's triggered that there's something going on in my life typically, and it's typically stress related. So let's talk about the stress pain connection here.
Yeah. And let me give your listeners a little bit of some tips around kind of that movement part, because it is so important. So first, when it comes, when you start any exercise program, it's normal to have a little bit of soreness. And most of that is muscle soreness because you're moving muscles again, or they're joints that may be talking to you a little bit because you haven't moved them in a long time. So what I tell people is, obviously, you want to pace it, don't race it. So you take things nice and steady. And just know that a little bit of soreness is okay. You can be sore, but still be safe. And ultimately, what we're trying, the message that both you and I, Kathy, are spreading is that movement is medicine, and motion can be lotion for your joints. So motion lubricates your joints. It gets your blood flowing.
I love that. Motion is lotion for your joints. Oh, I'm going to use that. That's so good.
I use a lot of metaphors with people because some of the metaphors, and this goes to the, let's tie this into stress now. Those thoughts that many of us hold on to, or we've been told, for instance, the older you get, the more pain you're going to be in, or the older you get, the stiffer you get. And the truth is that's not true if you're leading a healthy lifestyle and you're working on your tissues and you're working on other aspects of your life. You can go into your 90s and 100 and not have any pain at all. As far as stress goes, stress kind of turns on that nervous system. So it makes your nervous system hypervigilant. So if you go back to exercising too much too fast, your nervous system is going to say, whoa, we're doing way too much here. Yesterday, I sat in a chair for 8 hours, and today, you had me riding the bike for 40 minutes. That's way too much. So like I said before, you have to kind of pace it and not race it. So you have to kind of get back to your movement, back to your exercise in a slow, progressive manner. Stress is really interesting because stress does a lot of different things to the body. And I mentioned before those metaphors. So I've been trying to insert healing metaphors. Obviously, motion is lotion, movement is medicine, and trying to move people away from the negative metaphors that turn on that stress response or turn on fear in people. So one of those are when we start to talk about x-rays and images. If we take an x-ray of most of our joints, whether you're 20 or whether you're 80, you're going to show a little bit of what's called degeneration in your joints. Now, most people would say, oh, that's wear and tear. And wear and tear sounds like a negative thing to my mind. It sounds like I'm wearing my joints out. And Kathy, you and I both know the human body is a wonderful thing. It has an incredible ability to heal, as well as an incredible ability to move throughout your entire life. And I tell people that, we're kind of like trees in the sense that your joints, if you look at them on x-ray, they may not look perfect, but that doesn't mean that you're wearing yourself down. And your limbs, your arms and legs are like limbs of a tree in the sense that not all of them grow the same. And one limb may be a little bit more gnarly looking and the other limb may be perfect, but you can still move forward and you can live a healthy life just with a little bit of healthy movement.
And I think coupled with that, what I found for myself, and I just want to get your feedback on this, I have a morning ritual. And part of my morning ritual is a meditation / awareness process. And you mentioned how important this is, but the older I get, it's the more important it's becoming. So I've been doing it for, so many years now, but I really see that idea of being able to clear the mind with what you say, these preconceived ideas that we have. And they unless you start to control those thoughts a bit and shift them to a more positive model, it can, it impacts everything you do throughout the day. So my thing is getting up in the morning and going to a breathing meditation. And in that breath, that each, you know, I am actually consciously telling myself as I see my thoughts running away, it's like I get into the breath, I inhale and I exhale. And I just get very present on breaths coming in, breaths coming out. And as you start to practice something as simple as that throughout the day, I can switch my responses to things. And I'm assuming this is probably a pattern that works well when you're dealing with pain.
That's right. What works well for pain is a few really simple strategies multiple times throughout the day. And I love what you're saying, Kat, because oftentimes when people have the worst pain, they don't want to move. They say, moving hurts. I'm not moving at all. So I say, okay, let's start moving with the breath first. And when you use your breath, it decreases that stress response, which decreases cortisol, which is an inflammatory chemical. It makes muscles relax. It regulates your blood flow. It evens out your thoughts. So oftentimes, if someone's not ready for a 10-minute meditation, I'll tell them, okay, let's just focus on the breath for, you know, a couple cycles. Once you focus on the breath, you can also focus on a one-word mantra. So that can be peace or health or vitality or anything that, you know, fits for you in your life. And if you do that, you know, typically I have patients do it 3 times a day. You start to bring your nervous system back to a steady state versus this very chaotic, hypervigilant state we're in all day. And, you know, even with exercise, like I have patients who come to me who are athletes and they have chronic pain and they're doing high intensity interval training. I'm like, well, that's great. Twice a day or twice a week of that's probably enough. The rest of the time, let's do some kind of movement or some kind of practice that brings your entire nervous system down. Because so often many of us we're so up all day long that your nervous system has two parts to it. And you have to kind of find, you know, there's a dance there that happens, and you're responsible for that dance in your own body, where there's times where you want your heart rate elevated and you want your nervous system to kind of, you know, be a little bit on alert. And then there are times where you as an individual in charge of your body should say, okay, let me work on bringing my nervous system down today. Let me work on relaxation. Let me work on my thoughts. All those things are perfect when it comes to people who have chronic pain.